This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
What's happening, family?
What's up?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, what's happening with you? And here's my co-host.
I'm every woman. I'm every woman. I'm every
It's all in me.
Oh, you went to a different part. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I'm that chick Angel. I'm the other host of this podcast. And this is a podcast of me and my husband of 19 and a half years. Well, it's not in a half yet, but 19 years.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Have been doing for 10 years. So we've been doing this podcast longer than half of our relationship.
Yeah.
Of our marriage, at least.
Yeah.
God, dog. We should go back. Ooh.
Man, you threw an ACT question at me.
We should go back and watch one of our first episodes together with yes. Ugh. Oh yes, let's watch one when you were depressed.
Awful.
That's
that was our little
one. No, when we first started, you were. Anyways, this is a podcast that me and my husband do every week. And it's called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Because me and this man be arguing over stupid mm-hmm. stuff a lot of times.
Yeah.
And we don't mind. We'll monetize it.
It's called marriage.
Anyways, we are joined by our Patreon members that we like to call
Flip
our immediate...
Flip the damn toilet paper the other way.
Shut up. We like to call them our immediate family. You can be a part of that immediate family who's watching us live, commenting. We're talking back to them and all that. For the low, low of $5, okay? At patreon.com/thatchickangel. And we were joined by two sponsors that you'll hear about later on in the podcast, BetterHelp and Hungry Root. Listen, if they offer a service or a product that you're like, yeah, I could use that, just use our promo code. You'll get you a deal, and it helps out the podcast. So, yeah, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. Somebody said Marcus had hair. Did I have, like, my luscious hair when we started? I already was shaving it short, wasn't
it? You said luscious hair. I can't remember, boo. I know.
Yeah. No, I had big curls, man.
You act like you had hair like Josh. Josh got luscious hair.
That's different.
Is it different?
Me and Josh height hair was the same height.
At one point in time, yeah.
I went through some phases, wearing it long, short, shaving it down.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing good though.
You doing
real
good.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I feel sleepy. That pisses me off, but that's probably from eating chicken minis.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't had nothing.
I know, because that's the life you like to live. You love to I ain't had nothing to eat today. Why? Like, that's,
man,
dumb.
I'm letting my body eat up all the bad stuff.
That's what you think is doing.
That's what's happening.
No, your body is also like, we haven't had anything to eat all day.
And then it's like, well, let's find some stuff to eat. Here's some fat over here.
It'll sometimes eat up the good things too, though, and not.
Nah, eat the bad stuff first.
No, it don't know. Yeah, he likes to starve himself and then bother me at the end of the night. Baby, what we gonna eat? What we gonna eat?
Why you gotta be mean? Why you talking about me? Why you gotta be mean?
Is that how I sound? Thank you. I sound like a gay man. I love it.
Why you gotta be mean?
I love it. It's a sweet voice.
I just said I hadn't had anything to eat.
That's actually, you don't ever do my voice that nice.
Because that's not how you sound.
I love
all
it.
All that damn bass.
I do not have that much bass in my
you
voice.
You do. Now you just softened it.
No, I didn't. You usually do this. I don't sound like that either.
I was watching this video, and it was talking about how people don't like to hear their own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because when you talk, the vibrations through in your voice, they does something that matches what's reverberating back to your ears. So the voice that you hear in your head is not what everybody else hears. It's the voice that you hear when it's recorded.
Yeah.
And you listen back is what everybody else hears.
Yeah.
So it sounds so much different from when you're talking. That's what you sound like when I imitate you. You don't hear what you sound like.
You think I have never heard what I sound like when I am a podcaster and I actually hear my podcast clips?
You ain't talking to me, though. Go back and talk to somebody.
Am I on the podcast with?
Kev, you on podcast with everybody.
You sound stupid.
You go
back and
listen. You're going to be like, dang, I do sound like that.
I don't sound like that. Yeah, you do. Idiot. Yeah, dummy. Let's start off with a little Tanksley Pride. If you don't know what Tanksley Pride is, tell them what it is, baby.
Tanksley Pride is a segment that we do. We talk about one or all or a combination thereof. What?
All the energy you came out.
Yeah, shut up. Let me have
some
energy.
Tanksley Pride. I just said, whoa. I just
looked
up. Can't
do nothing right.
I didn't say you did anything wrong. You stopped because you noticed my facial expression. I didn't say anything was wrong.
You going to let me introduce the topic?
I was just taking it back
by the energy. You see, this is going to cause a goddamn argument. Podcast we do. That we talk about, this is a segment that we do. We talk about one or all of our four boys. We call them our Tanksley Pride.
Yeah.
You started off. All right, I'll start it off. Most of the episode was about this boy last week as well. My oldest.
You having yourself a good time.
He's having himself a good time.
You are too.
No, I'm not.
I can't tell. All
right, so what's crazy is I had an epiphany, I think last week or the week before, of it's crazy. Like I've told Marcus multiple times, a lot of things that I experience as a father, I'm doing it for the first time with him. Mm-hmm. And then last week, I don't know if I was driving somewhere. I don't know if I was laying in bed, but I was like, dang, I have to play the role of big brother to him. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to end up having to play that role more and more because he doesn't have that older figure, like that older brother, older cousin, older friend that has experience in so many different things in life in that age group. And I was like, dang, that's going to be weird to have to do that. And I had no idea that it would come full circle within a week's time. I mean, it came back so swiftly. And I told him, I was like, I literally had this thought last week and I told him, you know, the thought of him not having like any, I said, I grew up, I had an older brother, I had older cousins. Couple of my friends were older just because I was friends with some of my cousins' friends. I said, so I saw the way they were maneuvering, even if nobody set me down and coached me through, I still had examples set. I said, you don't have that. Your friends are goofy. I said, you don't even have friends that you could set down. I feel like you don't have friends that you could set down and honestly talk to about like a situation with a girl or something like that. I said, because y'all aren't loyal to each other. Y'all are loyal to embarrassment. Y'all like to embarrass each other. I said, you don't have a friend that you could just be like, that will hold your secret.
He does. Like,
he does.
JP.
And I said, either JP or JB, because I don't see, I said, they're awkward enough to where they don't seem like they talk to a lot of other people. So I'm pretty sure they will hold. I said, but they're not going to be able to offer no advice.
No.
I said, I had this epiphany that I'm going to have to play like the role of older brother. And he kind of looked at me. I said, however, in that, I said, I'm telling you now, I can play that role. However, when you come to me, because I need you to come to me, because I'm not out here doing things that you're doing right now, so I can't lead by example in that aspect. I said, but when you come to me, I need you to preface it. I need you to be big brother in this moment. And I will remove daddy completely out of the equation and play big brother in that role. I was like, but it was what?
Well, I was about to say, well, big brother better come and tell big mama what he done heard.
Nah.
Yeah, you better.
Nah, you meddling. It's between siblings.
Shit. I didn't birth your big ass.
It's between siblings over here. But it was crazy. Just and the thing, so some of the stuff that he's done, it's just like, but why? And he can't do nothing but laugh at all the stuff because he sees the mistakes that he's making. But it's also entertainment for him. So I'm glad he's not like getting in his feelings about none of it. As bad as some of it may, like someone else may find it, he's just like, oh, yeah. And he'll just look and he'll just start laughing like, what's my life right now?
Right. So confused.
He's so confused. He really is.
You enjoying being big brother. You are.
Well, I haven't had a chance. I've been because I realized I've been talking to him like a father. And I was just like, let me stop doing that.
You talking about because you fussing?
No, I'm not fussing. It's just like the way I'm like talking to him. It's like, well, you know, this, and this. I'm like, you know what? Let me see it from his eyes. So now I ask questions of like, so what was this? Why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? Just so I can find out where he's coming from.
Okay, and give me, this is what I want to do.
What?
So I want to hear the difference between the two people.
Oh, that's going to be easy as hell. Hold okay.
Okay. Say he says, okay, Dad, there's a new girl at my school that seems pretty cool, but I also am still trying to see if old girl in the other city is like who, like, you know, we're trying to get some momentum. How should I play this? What should I do? What is Daddy going to say? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, if I woke up in the morning and was able to not pick up my phone, like if I made that a habit where my phone wasn't the first thing I picked up, you know what I'm saying? And then started scrolling. I think my day would be just so much better. So would my life. Well, better is a feeling defined by you. And for BetterHelp, it's a BetterHelp therapist who really gets you. It's a focus on global emotional well-being with thousands of therapists and millions of members in over 100 countries. It's progress. And it's getting better at not jumping on my phone and just aimlessly scrolling in the morning and really focusing on my day. I'm telling you right now, you want to give BetterHelp a try. They certainly have so many amazing professionals that you can be able to work with. After doing a very short survey, they can match you with someone that's going to really help you. And if you don't think it's the best fit, you can let them know and they'll switch you at no additional cost. All right. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/argue. That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Why are you trying to get married so early? There's no ors in this.
Oh, Jesus.
You just have to figure out which seat you want to put them in, Marcus. You driving, you got the passenger, and you got that's one, unless you in a truck, you know, you can fit three across, but we in a car. We in your car. You got one passenger beside you, and you got three in the back.
Jesus! What is Big Brother saying?
Oh, but Big Brother's like, hey, man, look, make sure that you honest with yourself. And if she's just cool, just get to know her. Just be her friend, get to know her. Be friends with all of them. You can be friends with, you already friends with a bunch of people. You can continue to be friends. However, if somebody starts to get, if you realize one's getting serious with the other one, focus on that one. Keeping the friendship with the rest of them.
Getting serious with you.
I mean, yeah, with him. Yeah.
Why is the brother got more sense than the daddy?
Because the daddy realizes it's all bullshit. This is high school. Don't none of it matter. None of it matters. College, none of it matters.
College, it does matter.
Okay.
Why you said okay?
That's your truth. It's like college, none of it matters. That's what I just told our little play nieces. They going to a junior, sophomore to junior year. Don't take none of these boys serious. They ain't taking you serious.
See,
get all your free dates, get all your free meals, get all your gifts, accept it all. You ain't got to give them a damn thing.
Some of them play nieces that you're talking about, their parents met, started dating, and stayed dating through
college.
They
know this.
It's a different time.
How old are their parents? Instant
gratification. Same. Josh said instant gratification ruined us.
Yeah, for real. We can't even wait on shipments no more. I ordered a telescope. 3 hours later, I was looking out the window. Printed the damn shipping label yet. I knew this. They told me it would take at least a week. Me, looking out the window. See,
that's because you special.
I'm just saying, and that's why it's just like, And again, I see all the crap that these kids is watching on social media and stuff. It's like, ain't none of these boys loyalty in these kids.
You see the crap the kids are watching on social media.
Babe. I'm some of it. and what older couple to be doing their challenges? He don't even be wanting to do them. that's why. It's like, I know. And that was one of the daughters I was talking to, one of the nieces I was talking to. I was just like, because it was one, the other one, she was, or maybe it was her, she was talking about, you know, oh, this boy, this is and that. Don't take him serious until he proves himself. He proves that he's serious.
No, yes, but
I said, but don't get all head over heels because somebody's just madly interested in you. Make him prove that. Make him work for it. Until then, it's all bullshit.
Never, it's all bullshit.
It is.
It's fun and games, but bullshit is like.
They knew what bullshit meant when I said it. Uncle Marcus. They know exactly what I mean.
Meanwhile, I'm giving just great advice.
Thank you, niece. Paris in here, they definitely not serious. She in that age group.
Listen.
It's old ass hell over here. Don't know what she talking about.
I'm talking about
they met in college and they still together.
They are.
You know, one in a 15,000 chance. Get out of here.
Well, you also don't know. Your son might be the type that's like, no, let me get out of these streets.
He might be.
Sooner.
She won't.
There might be. He might be the girl that do. He might be somebody like his mama that's like, get me out of these streets right now. You, I showed you in the video, his senior video, that like half of the girls in that video, senior video, were like, in 10 years, they want to be married.
Mm-hmm. And half of them think they know what they want to do for the rest of their life.
You're right. That some of them might be wrong. Some of them will be right, though.
There's a few.
Why has it got to be just a few?
Because that's how I'm looking at it. They're going to get out. They're going to experience things. They're going to discover things and be like, you know what? Nah, I'm going to do this.
Anywho. Ugh. Let me tell you my Tanks LeBride story. I wasn't actually even in town. I was out of town. We have middle schoolers. We have an elementary school student. And we have a high school student. Last year, we had 3 elementary school students who had similar schedules, similar uniforms.
Everything.
My husband's mind refuses to sever middle school from elementary
school.
Not
in the first week. I ain't severing shit.
So our school has a tradition where our kids' school had a tradition. In the first week of school, they have a huge assembly with all the students. And the seniors make a tunnel with their arms, and all the TK and kindergartners walk through that tunnel. Like, mm-hmm. At the end of the school year, it's the exact reverse. The little kids make a tunnel on their yard, and all the seniors walk through mm-hmm. for the last time. So everybody has to wear their assembly attire. The high schoolers, they can wear a suit of any color. Middle schoolers have to wear a blazer with their uniforms. The elementary school kids have to wear a red cardigan with their uniform.
That's fall assembly.
That's spring.
No, yeah, spring. And then the fall is the same suit as the rest of the school.
You talking about they have on a blazer?
Yeah, the blazer.
They have a blazer that is a specific name. They have to wear a navy blue blazer specifically. So, again, we have 2 middle schoolers. That means they just have to wear a suit, period. What does my husband send them babies in, the middle schoolers? In bright red cardigans.
Everybody
like they wear.
Everybody got cardigans on. Everybody.
They look, the babies were Mr. Rogers walking in there. I know they look at our family like, do they ever know what's going on? And the answer is no.
No. Thing is, they sent an email out, and they said K through 12, whatever assembly. They said whatever they call that damn, whatever
like a primary
area that he's
school.
In, red cardigan. That's all they said.
But it just says primary school. He knows that the
But
twins,
it said assembly. Everybody, K through 12, that's everybody. Where this is assembly day. Then they didn't give no instructions for the middle school. They gave instructions for the elementary school. And everybody else, a mild instruction that everybody's wearing assembly. Y'all put these damn cardigans. Why would they got new cardigans in?
Huh?
Why do they have new cardigans?
They don't.
Oh, well, they fit. The boys look good going out the house. They came home, they had on their slacks and their white shirts.
The reason why they have to put the primary school is in red cardigans because they have 2 assembly outfits. So they are just saying this assembly outfit, not the other. Where middle and high school, you're just in a suit.
They didn't say that. They said assembly.
Yes, because they
y'all see how confusing that shit is? K through 12, y'all were assembly. That's including Amar. Primary, or whatever the hell it's called, y'all wear the red cardigan. That's the only instruction I see is red cardigan.
You said everybody.
I didn't know the middle school didn't wear the cardigan no more.
Yeah, you don't remember Marcus in eighth grade?
No. I remember he had two different, did he just have the one? I don't remember that.
He just wore a suit.
Yeah.
He was small when we first moved to that house.
It is confusing.
He was small when we moved to that house.
Yeah. He had chubby cheeks.
How is it different? How is that possible that he is not small?
Because time. It's the thing called time. So
No, what happens?
You got light.
I wonder if your mother looks at you and your the gray hair and your beard and goes, how
absolutely
in the world is my baby? Luckily for my mom, being that I still look 16, for her it's not that difficult. Mm-hmm. My voice, yes, throws her off because it sounds super mature.
You look 16.
I have to tell people all the time that me and Marcus are not girlfriend and boyfriend. I have to say all the time, it's okay, guys. I'm his mom.
Right,
I'm
not
his
doctor.
Why? So he can help me look my age to look 40. Yeah. Now, Marcus, what in the hell happened on the coast of California? What has happened?
The same thing I was talking about, the hurricane.
I know.
Hurricane
Marie. I'm asking you to explain that. There's
a
hurricane.
So right now, I told y'all last week, I was geeking out a little bit. Nah, I'm not. Hold on. Shiggy said, let these girls be wives. They going to think they wives. They ain't going to be wives. don't be sending on none of your little nieces and daughters or nobody into no bullshit. Anyway, last week or currently, there was Hurricane Marie hit the coast of North America, hit the West Coast. Because we in the middle of this, or we at the beginning stages of this extremely powerful El Nino that's going to happen. So what's happened is the water, Pacific Ocean, the waterfronts have warmed a little bit. Hurricanes usually only happen in warmer water. So
now, wait a minute, why did they warm? What happened?
Because of the jet streams and the all of that pressures and stuff change. And yeah, so it's been people at going to islands that where the islands are usually cold. There was like, this water feels warmer than usual.
Okay.
So that. Even marine life, fishermen been catching like fish that do not belong in the Pacific Ocean. Last week, they've been pulling these fish out like, this ain't supposed to be over here. So because of that warming, it affects the air and the atmosphere and everything. So that's why we got these tornadoes coming up on the Pacific side. And
there's been tornadoes.
Not tornadoes, hurricanes coming up the Pacific side. So with that come strong winds. It was only, I think it only made it to like a category two or, I don't think it made it to a two. Oh no, I'm sorry, a three. It made it a category one and two. It didn't hit the coast of California. However, it went out to the ocean, but all that wind still produced a lot of big waves. All those waves came up. We had 10-foot waves hitting Long Beach and Hermosa Beach and all these beaches. So a lot of the beaches have completely washed away. There's like no sand.
So then what is it? What's there?
It's like more gravelish. Like, you know, sand gets bigger the further you go down. Uh-huh. So you have like sidewalk, the median, and then it's like a drop off where sand used to be.
Like how far down of a drop off?
It dropped, looked like it was about 8 to 10 feet.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Show me.
Oh, dang. I hope I can find it.
8 to 10 feet from the sidewalk?
From the sidewalk. It was like a wall, like a dirt wall, and then the street.
So how will the sand get back where it's supposed to be?
They're going to have to dump some more. Unless they wait a couple of thousand years for the ocean to bring it back.
No, like, are you so serious?
I don't know how you replenish a beach that washes away.
And where is, what beach is that? Do you remember?
The one I saw, I didn't see how bad Long Beach was.
Somebody said the Long Beach video was crazy.
Let me see.
So you said jet streams made?
So jet streams, air and water. So because the water's warming. Water's warmer than what it is, though, so now it's getting weather that it shouldn't be getting.
And jet streams is a weather term, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was making sure.
The stream of air.
Uh-huh.
They come, like, you talk about a cold front.
Mm-hmm.
That comes down. The cold front is usually low pressure, high fronts. Cold front brings usually the rain and stuff. the high pressure usually brings the heat. Everything is high pressure right now because of the warming. Hold on. What was I going to put? Mimosa Beach.
I want you all to know my husband is not a meteorologist. He's, he's not even a scientist, but this is the type of shit that he just be knowing off the top of his head. Let me know, Kevin, if the car isn't unlocked for some reason, but it should be. The fact that he knew all of that without having to look it up lets you know there's some sort of tism in there. When did you start hyperfixating on weather? Was it when you just got older, or were you when you were little?
I'll tell you what happened.
What happened?
Because I was always around people.
Oh, my God.
I was always, like, I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, but this is Florida.
Oh. I put in Hermosa Beach. Hold on. That's what it looks like, though. Hold on.
Somebody said he's a meteorologist like you are a sports analyst. The thing is, I know way more about sports than he does about weather and things like that because, you know, football, basketball, golf, tennis, those are all of them.
Put in.
Those are all the major sports. Maybe a little bowling if you're feeling like that. So.
Because I grew up, you know, like, I have uncles and stuff that were farmers. People was always talking about the weather because farmers need the weather to do specific things. And then in school and being around all the, you know, country folk, like even one of my uncles was lighting a fire one day. You know, they was burning, you know, wood and stuff. And he went to light the fire and the smoke went up and then it crashed back down to the ground. And he was like, you see how that smoke just did that? It was a bunch of smoke and then it crashed back. He said, that's low pressure. That means we're about to get rain.
Wow.
And that's just something that they know.
So your family is
and
witches.
Then the trees. So maple trees. You know, you got the maple leaf. If you look at a tree, also when that happens, the leaves will fold up.
Yeah, y'all sound
and
like
it looks like they change color a little bit. And I'm just so hearing that stuff as a kid, I was like always intrigued. So now, yeah, you gotta know what the weather is. Why not?
Let me tell you, I don't even open my app. I don't open my app. I don't go outside. I will be like, Marcus, what is the weather? Because there's something about, but I feel like you start talking more about the weather now that you're older. Did something happen?
No. Nah. I think you just pay attention now because you be asking me more.
No, hell no. You be more detailed.
Even Eric was even, he was at Mama's house, he was talking about, nah, you're supposed to look at the Farmer's Almanac. He got a Farmer's Almanac that he gets
like
every
when it's not do you just realize me. You're old, though? Like, that's old man behavior.
Be
old,
okay, but I be knowing what the hell the weather is. You ain't going to catch me. You see, we had an umbrella at the damn wedding.
You did. You were prepared.
And people was pouring and wet, and can I borrow your umbrella? Because people don't be paying attention.
Listen, I don't mind that you
weather is something you got to walk out into. Why wouldn't you know what it's going to do? If you have that available to you, to
I mean,
predict.
That's why I asked you, but I'll be trying to figure out why you know it without looking at the weather.
I don't always know without looking at the weather.
Shit. You be putting your, licking your
that's
finger.
That's my question, though. Why don't
hair.
Why don't people pay attention to the weather when that surrounds you?
It's not that you pay attention to thing? It. It's the fact that you know it.
All you got
to
do is pay attention to it and you will know it.
I do. I went outside today. I felt it on my arms. Weather.
I can't find the thing.
God dog it. You done pissed me off.
Me too. The Weather Channel is all right there. You can go to like the Weather Channel, look at the Doppler radar. You see the fronts coming. You're just like, here comes
so
a bunch
what's
of,
the terrible?
And it's color. Josh know the weather. He got to. He got to fly.
Pilot, you got to
know the weather.
And if I was the pilot and if you were a pilot, I'd be
but
like.
But wouldn't you want one of the pilot didn't look it up? It's like, what?
Well, he's got
there's
to.
There's a storm coming. Why he going to fly us into this storm?
You've got to.
You
got to
know the height. You got to be able, can we climb over it? Can we go around it?
You got to know the weather if you're a pilot. You're not a pilot. I'm going to see if I can see the cow. So what is the next bad weather thing that's supposed to be happening to us?
The end. Yeah, El Nino. That's what's going to. Yeah, it's going to be all in our ass. So we're going to get, I said last week, we're going to get horrible, because usually California be needing rain because we in the desert and we needed the rain because people live out here now. We're going to get hopefully not a catastrophic, but we're going to get a lot more rain than what this state could probably handle. from the beginning, the end of this year to the beginning of next year. Other places are going to get, it's going to be a lot of snow. People are going to get a whole lot of snow, a whole lot of cold. It's probably going to be some blizzards that hit all the way down through Georgia and all of that, all the way across.
So, what is there something to reverse this?
The reverse, usually when it swings back the other direction, is called La Nina. That's the opposite. Where every, yeah, you don't want that.
Why she mad?
That's the opposite of everything. So it gets, that's when droughts and everything come in, and you know, if you thirsty, you drink a whole lot of water, then you done drunk too much water and you don't feel good.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of like the pendulum swing in the other direction.
Okay, my phone is acting stupid. I really want to see these goddamn go pictures. Y'all, getting back to school with my kids and trying to get us back on schedule is a lot, okay? And it definitely changed how the summertime changed how we eat. So I'm telling you right now, anything to help make fall manageable is more than welcome in my household. That's why we love Hungry Root. They have so many amazing recipes to try. There's so many things that will become your favorite go-to. And especially because I've been wanting to do more of a high protein diet, especially less inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. And Hungry Root has been able to build my orders around that. Well, at least I'm able to build my orders around that with Hungry Root. They have so many amazing recipes that I know you'll love. Hungry Root keeps getting more personalized by learning your taste and your dietary needs over time. And it knows exactly what you want. It keeps refining what you get. With over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes and over 1,000 grocery items, the variety never gets old. Many recipes are ready in just 15 minutes. There's always something new to try. Hungry Root screens out over 2,000 additives like high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. And all their meat and seafood is high quality with no hormones or antibiotics. Hungry Root's quality standard doesn't slip, and you know what to expect. Now listen, at this point, I genuinely don't have to think about grocery shopping or meal planning. It just happens. Okay, I'm able to consistently eat the way I actually want to eat and consistently be able to cook home-cooked meals, all right, instead of ordering out. And Hungry Root means not having to think about food logistics on top of everything else during the back-to-school madness. I really do love Hungry Root. What I truly love about it is those fresh vegetables that you get in your order. Like to know that you are really eating well and that you can know that I know that I'm feeding my children some amazing food and that it's, in my opinion, the things that I would like to put in their bodies. I'm just telling you, you're going to love it. They have this lamb tiki masala and broccoli with naan, baby. Thank me later. You're going to love it. You understand? So you're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order, plus a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue and use code argue. That's hungryroot.com/argue, code argue, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Thank you, Hungry Root, for sponsoring today's podcast. But so El Nino is on his way.
El Nino is here. Basically, it's just, this is the beginning phases of it.
He's here.
How long he going to be here?
For about probably 6 months.
And why do they name the stuff Spanish?
I don't know. It's probably deep down, somebody Spanish that discovered it. Latino. They just ain't giving them credit. I don't know. I'm sure somebody in here probably knows.
Last question about weather. What? How they come up with the names for these people?
You talking about the storms?
Yeah.
I had that question. I looked it up a couple years ago because it used to be, it was all like women names, like for the storms, but there's a list of names and like where it happens, and that's how they come up with the name for them, the hurricanes and stuff.
I want y'all,
because hurricanes ain't as common as like tornadoes. Like they don't name tornadoes. They just be like, this is a tornado, but hurricanes is...
So other than the picture, this is what I'm saying is odd. Other than the picture, You didn't have to look up none of the stuff that you're talking about. Do you not see how that's strange?
At some point, I heard it. I had to look it up or hear about it.
But you had no. You're carrying around. It's like a heavy purse. You're carrying it's around not heavy. Such.
It's a hot air balloon. It lifts me up. It's knowledge. Doesn't weigh me down.
But the fact that you don't see that is odd. The fact that you have hyperfixated. I feel like you've hyperfixated on so many topics that are important to you. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But the fact that you have that much, I don't think there's anything that I could talk on, even Beyonce, and not have to look up stuff.
There's three people I can name off right now that be knowing these type of things.
And they're all autistic like you.
I know I'd be on that colorism, that spectrumitis, be hitting me hard.
There's no reason why you should be able to look at a car and tell the year that it was built.
There's millions of people that do that far better than me. Millions. Hundreds of millions.
Marcus.
Saturdays and Sundays, lots are full of these people. But that's like Josh... You saying there's no reason that you should look at TV and see somebody wearing a helmet and a number and you know exactly who they are and when they went to college and all that. That's the same thing because if they into sports, that's what they're going to know. You should. I find it weird that you and Kevin be naming off artists.
I cannot.
Actors. Actresses, you be knowing the fact that you get mad at me because I think everybody look alike. No, and I'm like, how does this person not look like that person?
But that don't mean I know their name. I just know they're not the same person.
Who was in The Notebook?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You faking it.
I'm sure it was two white people. It maybe Ryan.
The only reason I watched that damn movie is because you wanted to watch it.
Was Ryan in there? Was Ryan Gosling? And then a white blonde lady. Was it Reese?
I ain't lying.
Was it Reese Witherspoon? Okay, I got Ryan right. See? Was it Reese Witherspoon?
I can't even place his face right now.
It's not Reese Witherspoon. It's another. But Rachel McAdams or Amy? Somebody. Who? It is McAdams, though. I can see
Rachel
her face.
Rachel McAdams. See, the fact you can see her face.
But name.
That woman could walk in here and punch me in my nose three times. And I'd be like, there's a stranger I've never seen before.
But let me tell you, I wouldn't know. I'd be like, I know that woman.
Hold up. I know you ain't talking. This woman.
What can I do?
Ruined movies for me.
That's different.
No, it's not. It's very different. Absolutely not. We would be sitting there watching a movie. She'd be like, see, they used a blue filter for this and it's messing it up. And I don't even like how they did this scene. The lighting is wrong.
Oh, Josh doesn't tell Mara.
People watch a movie and you see a finished product. You don't be looking at the mechanics of the damn movie.
But let me tell you how that's different. That is not me. I can't tell you what the specific filter is. That's just me complaining about some stuff I don't like.
Me too.
That's just me complaining about.
You should notice what them people did a year and a half ago to a film, to a finished product that they done spend hundreds of millions of dollars on
if the
to
film
put
is,
on screen and you like.
If the film is pissing me off, why wouldn't I notice it?
Film?
If the movie is pissing me off.
It's pissing you. Not the characters in the movie and what they're doing. You talking about.
Production is a part of making a film.
You hear this? It's the same thing, Angel.
No, it's not.
It's the same
Marcus,
thing.
How many different cars are there in the U.S.?
I don't know.
Guesstimate, baby.
What do you mean different cars? Manufacturers?
Manufacturers, models, and then years. Where am I going, Josh?
Because, there might be some car manufacturers that you're like, oh, I really like how they did this. And then you see another car and you're like, why the hell would they put this here? That's what she's talking about for production.
Yeah, I might not know what the hell they used, but I'm like, I don't like this or that. You could say, oh, back in 89, they switched over to the fiberglass because they were.
No, I can't do that. However, there is a dude I know that can give you, he'll say the 1966 Pontiac GTO. He said he'll be like, now during in 66 you can't just swap out that engine with the Buick engine. Usually you can, but that year, because he'll name off a lawsuit or something that the grandfather fell out, they ended up doing something and production changed just in that year because they had to change the two bolts at the bottom. There's two, and he'll go into all these fine details, and I'm like, why is that information that your brain holds? That is abnormal. Is normal as hell.
No, it's not. That is Tony level
interest in cars.
Uh-huh.
You literally, like I said, any Saturday and Sunday, you can go to a random parking lot and see a bunch of people, thousands of people looking at cars, and they can all do the same exact thing. And that happens in every city, inner circle, every state.
Who in your close inner circle can do it the way you can?
BJ.
Yeah, well, he's special too.
See, you see what I'm saying?
He's very special.
Richard.
Richard can't do it like
you. Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can.
He cannot do it like you.
All right.
I could ask. He'll be like, oh, no.
All them dudes, I mean, the Continental crew.
Inner circle.
Okay, inner circle. I just named two.
And I'm saying one of those is not real, but the other one, yes.
Pete. That's my brother.
Pete can name off
the
cars. As well.
Absolutely. When we riding together, you'd be like, dang, that's a dope-ass Camaro. What was that? 60, that's dope. That's my... He does it.
My dad can do that with tail lights of Impalas in, like, the 60s.
But he's specifically with Impalas.
But tail lights. No, no, in no. The dark, too, right? He ain't got to be daytime. He can leak and see the glow down the street.
Lines on the side, like, oh, yeah, that's something Bel Air. Because they got, like, a specific...
But that's two Impalas. You could do that with Ford... Continentals, Cadillac.
There's a lot of people that do this.
And then there's weather. And then there are stars.
I don't even consider myself an amateur astronomer. Like, I'm so far below them people. I just love looking at the stuff. So don't even put me there. Because people be tagging all these astrophysicists and stuff on my post. I'm like, stop. Y'all going to make me look real stupid. Get me on somebody's podcast.
But you are still light years past the average person.
That's just because I'm a fan of the sky. I just look up and notice stuff. Make sure y'all look at that book. Backyard Astronomer's Guide. That book is so dope. I be reading it like it's a fictional novel.
What I'm saying is I don't think there is one thing that I can talk about with as much accuracy and knowledge just stored
there's
up.
There's so much that you
tell
can.
Me. I can't wait to hear.
Beyonce.
I honestly can't.
Singing and music. Like the stuff
that
you
can't even tell you Beyonce's
that you hear,
albums in order.
With music. Even with music, the stuff that you hear is be like, no, she's flat. I don't know what the hell you mean. She ain't got no ass. What you mean flat? I don't know what that mean.
Marcus.
No, you out of tune. What tune? I heard singing.
Marcus. Me.
What is this note?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You were like, it's an A minor. I don't know. See?
No, I'm trying to see if
do
I can.
Do A minor.
I can't.
Yeah, you can, Angel.
Mm-mm. I have relative pitch. I don't have perfect pitch. I want to say do is an A, but I might
She's
be wrong.
She's right there dead on.
I could be dead wrong. I haven't been near an instrument long enough for my ear to have stayed trained.
I do realize I get hyper fixated on certain things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's usually you have science stuff.
You have hyper fixated on enough things that your wealth of knowledge across a bunch of unrelated things is insane.
It's not that many.
Three is enough. Three is enough. We haven't even gone into animals.
Everybody loves animals. Everybody loves animals.
No.
Who doesn't love it? I grew up watching, what was that? A Natural World? The National Geographic thing with the dude with the big hair and the beard be on there talking out in the safaris and stuff. I grew up watching that.
And I'm just
everybody
saying.
Everybody else watch TGI Friday? National Geographic. First of all, Big Cat Week is so much better than Shark Week. I don't care what nobody say. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that I have never hyper fixated on anything long enough to have the amount of knowledge that you have on anything.
What's a 10-sided shape? Decagon? Is it called a deck? What's it called?
I think so. DEC would be the decagon, possibly
a decagon, the decagon. Anyway, just real quick side note. So the planet Saturn has a hexagon at the top. It formed like, I don't know, like 10 years ago. Baffled scientists. They was like, what?
The shape of the planet at the top, no, or just something on
The storms on Saturn.
Reshaped it.
It's the storms are shaped like a hexagon.
Oh, okay. Not a hexagon or a decagon.
No, hexagon.
Okay.
They found this like, I don't know how many years ago. They were like, what is this? But they were able to recreate that in like an atmosphere of like, oh, this is why all the winds are making this shape. Interesting. Recently, they flew a satellite by Saturn. At the bottom, it has a decagon at the bottom, or whatever that 10-sided shape is.
A satellite made it out there?
Yeah.
How long ago did they put that out there?
I don't know. I don't care. The fact that these shapes are on this, it's a little scary for me. It's like, I said in the comments that I saw this, I said, Saturn is like the owl of the planets. It's like they always discovering something new with this damn thing. Even though it might be harmless, it's still terrifying. Anyway, back to it. I get hyperfixated on specific things.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I have never hyperfixated on anything long enough to have as much knowledge as you have on any of the things you've talked about.
501c3s. Anything involving Delta.
I don't know much about
the hyperfixation you have on volunteering all your time away. That is hyper-focus. You created a cotillion botillion just for your son to be in. You did that for over a year. That's all you did. Gyms, as well as moms, as well as Delta, as well as
I don't know Jack anything, though.
That is what you, that is your hyperfixation.
But I
volunteering.
Don't. Volunteering. Did you not hear? But I don't be knowing nothing.
You do. You know everything because you in all the meetings. Tell me all the aspects of all these organizations. Who's supposed to be doing what? Who's the VP, the vice VP, the secretary, the damn treasurer? All of this, you know, their last names, how much money they got in the organization. You know, all of this stuff. I couldn't tell you none of this stuff about my coworkers that I worked with every day.
Let me tell you, I can't even find where the
documents. The bylaws. The fact that she's reiterating the bylaws to specific. No, in the bylaws, it says chapter 3, verse 7.
Not verse
blah,
7.
Blah, 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 blah. And this is what it says right here. She needs to look up Article 17.
I do be a bylaws baddie, but I can tell you right now, I don't even know where Delta documents are. They'll be like, yeah, if you look
at they're in your brain if you think about it, watch.
No, they're not. I don't even know where they're like the chapter management handbook. Where is that? Now this is what I do like to know, but I don't be knowing it. I do like to know the rules that govern the organizations that I'm in because then I know my parameters. Because if I'm in my parameters,
and that's why she always correcting people because she know don't nobody know the parameters. Angel does. What we need to do.
No. Let me tell you. The reason why is because.
The caucus.
You're not going to come tell me what to do. You're not going to come tell me what to do. If I'm within the parameters, you need to shut up talking to me. And let me do what I got to do because I'm within the parameters of the bylaws and of the policies and procedures and of the chapter management handbook. Okay. So that's
tatted on her forearm right here.
The bylaws. But even still, like, I don't know them that well. Like, I go back to refer to them to be like, wait, am I out of pocket? And I go and look. It's not that I already have them. That's the reason why I speak on it, because I just refreshed. I just read. But you didn't have to refresh.
Because I heard it all last week. I was watching this stuff on the storms and stuff. I knew it was coming. I said, how bad is this? I called gutter places because we got to get that damn side of the house clean, the gutter clean, just so we won't have that rainfall in front of the house, a waterfall. I had to look up these things. This is what a man does. He got to protect his house and his family. How bad is it going to get? Do I need to gas up the generators and the tanks? We going to lose power?
What if we get a sinkhole? Let's make sure we got enough
There's
brown
so
rice.
Many things. I swear to God, if I could shrink like Ant-Man and go up them big nostrils, I'd be all up in your little crazy ass brain
Give
talking
me
about
aneurysms.
What is this ocelot? Why is there the ocelot up in here?
I would love to have an ocelot.
That's what your son wanted, a black ocelot. And that is what me realizing how you hyperfixate on things makes me understand Marcus a little bit more. Not you, Marcus, but Marcus the second. Yeah. Like him explaining that he hyperfixated on Super Smash Bros. And he's aware.
Yeah.
And when
it makes sense. Well, why though?
But I thought everybody knew what he knew. And he was like, no.
I don't think, I ain't going to say it because it's going to backfire.
What?
Go I was going to say, I don't think anybody knows as much about something as he does when he's into it. But I could be wrong because I don't be knowing.
Listen, sounds like somebody else I know.
Shut up. There's a lot of people that know more than I do about anything that I know.
I thought every kid knew that much about Super Smash Bros. Yeah,
no, I did too. I was thinking that's just the world, you know.
He's like, no. And when Kai said he knows too much about
that
game, I said, okay, so he really did. So I wonder what else he's hyperfixated on. Like,
there's probably Sonic, Dragon Ball Z.
I need to know.
I don't know about it. Yeah, maybe Dragon. I don't know.
If you had the time, what would be the thing you would hyperfixate on now? Would it be the stars, like learning more about space, outer space?
I don't like look for things to get
fixated on. Of course you don't, but you still do, though.
Honestly, as much as I would want to know more about car engines.
Of course.
I want to know more. I want to be able to build my own. I want to be able to start with the block and build my own engine and install it in something.
Do it.
We got to clear some of that bullshit out.
Yeah, we just got to clear out one of your cars.
No, we ain't clearing out none of them cars. We're going to add a car. You didn't hear me.
No. We're going to put the new engine in one of them old cars.
I want a 572, and I want to put it in a $69 Dodge Charger.
Why 69?
Because I like that look, the shape.
And why 572?
That's a massive engine. I think I would supercharge it. I'm not even a fan of supercharging and turbocharging shit, but it'd be fun to have.
The fact that you took your son's car apart and was just like, yeah, I'll put it back together.
Because you can always put something back together after you take it apart, as long as you're paying attention.
I'd be paying attention, and then my brain goes, throw that out real quick. And it throws out the information
that's
no
that's
longer
like
there.
Truly easy.
I wish you could hear how insane you sound.
That is easy. You can take that laptop thing apart. Is all you got is everything right here that you took off, put it back together.
You know what? There was once a great philosopher who said that when we talk, we hear our voices vibrating back to us.
That and I don't even know if that was true. That was a post. That was somebody's Instagram.
When we hear that back, it doesn't sound the same. That you don't hear yourself.
I do hear myself.
No, you sound insane.
No, I don't. I really don't.
If anybody
Josh,
can take
don't
apart,
you agree?
Anybody can take apart anything.
Right. See?
That's not because he got married.
No, Josh could literally, as complicated as these DSLR cameras are, he knows there's mirrors and stuff in it. You get the small little screwdriver, he would be able to disassemble that and put it back together. The screws didn't go nowhere. Everything's right there.
No, what?
See, Josh said, yeah, you're wrong. He's like, the camera's broken.
I don't know.
He's like, the camera is now broken.
That camera's gone.
As soon as you take it apart, it's just disintegrate.
I'm trying to think of what I would hyperfixate on.
You do
I don't
all the
think.
Time. As no, a person that just goes to get degrees, just to get degrees.
Correct. But I'm saying what I would hyperfixate on to have a ridiculous amount of wealth on that topic, so that when people are like, oh, we're going to talk about this thing, they're like, Angel knows about that.
Kevin does that all the time with you.
He asks me more when it comes to theories and when it comes to analyzing a situation and seeing it. I can get to a bird's eye view a lot faster than I think than most people. And I can get to a sympathizing view faster than a lot of most people.
They done took stuff apart.
They probably spectacular like you.
She can see. Y'all hear the shade.
I'm trying to think. I don't want to have all that movie information in my head the way Tony does. I don't know. I would want to hyperfixate on theology and religion. I would want to know not Dennis from a...
Took apart the air fryer.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, I love it.
I would want to, not for like my beliefs per se, but just to have a wealth of knowledge of...
Yeah, that stuff is always interesting to me.
Yeah.
I hyperfixated on that for a little bit. That's when I found out the like how many times the Holy Trinity has been told time and time, thousands of years before Christianity.
I definitely think that would get me going. Just learning about the origins of Christianity, but then learning about all the other religions too. I think I would love hyperfixating on that. But then I wouldn't be able to do community service because I'd be sitting watching documentaries and reading books.
Yeah, one thing I read, it was talking about how I think Christianity was one of the first times science and religion separated.
Now I remember you saying that.
I was like, interesting. Before that, it was like they were always hand in hand.
I don't know if there's anything else.
I think that's why there's such a, you can't do one and not the other because of Christianity now.
You know what it is that I like to do? Figured it out. And you kind of said it, but now I can articulate it better. My hyperfixation is usually on adding a skill versus adding a wealth of knowledge about one topic. I want to get good at something or good enough at something.
Yeah. You do hyperfixate on it. Yeah.
Like within a 6 week span of time, I'll be like, I'm going to try to do this thing. And I do it and then I never use it again.
See, you're just like me.
No. Then I don't have the knowledge leaves with the skill set.
No, I don't.
Yes, it does. All right, you guys. Hopefully you have enjoyed our episode about Marcus's undiagnosed whatever this is.
That spectrumitis.
Yes, he's a spectacular
It helps
man.
Me sometimes, like when I'm cleaning. It is. Yeah. No, when I'm clean, like yesterday, I cleaned the house. I lock in. I put on music and I lock in. And I kind of let my OCD slightly like take front row, and I'm like, focus on this, just this room.
And mind you, Marcus ain't got no diagnosis of anything.
I don't need it. I need to try to go get me diagnosed. I'm like, for what? I've been living life this long.
He's just scared.
I ain't scared. I just don't care.
I need to know so I can handle you better.
You don't need to handle me better.
Yes, I do.
You do just fine. Bless
no,
your heart.
No, I don't. Marcus threw my shoes yesterday or Sunday, and I said, well.
You don't know the
listen, it's okay. But see, that's, you see all that in you right now?
Because
that's a diagnosis.
That's not missing. A diagnosis.
It is, and if I could be,
I want you to treat your stuff as well as you treat other people's stuff.
See, the he has a diagnosis that's missing. And I would, if I knew it, I could then treat him in a way that was more appropriate. Yeah. That's how I feel. Oh, my God. All right, you guys. We will see you next Wednesday. If you're part of the Patreon, we'll see you on Monday. Please check out our sponsors, BetterHelp and Hungry Root. Get yourself some BetterHelp and feed your belly. All right? And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.